שלום לכל החברים.
Hello to all the friends. We were just at a lesson and watched a recorded lesson, and soon we will have social time when we deal with a very important topic, dissemination. But as usual, before we begin, let's take some time in the tens to summarize the lesson, the key points we heard, and from this we'll go to the social time. So, please.
כן, הסיור מלא בפנינים. אחד הדברים שהדגשים זה בעצם שה...
Right, so the lesson was full of gems. One of the main emphases we heard was that our main goal is to bestow contentment upon the Creator, that it is necessary.
אני רשמתי שהיום אנחנו מתביישים.
I wrote that today we're ashamed of being found all kinds of things that we do, but we should be ashamed of not supporting the friends. Next friend.
כן, זה נושא שנעלם כזה.
Yeah. It's an elusive topic. What does it mean to bring contentment? What is for the sake of the Creator? This whole lesson, I guess, puts it more into focus, so that in the end, our connection has to be directed toward the Creator, even if the Creator doesn't need it, but he needs for us to direct it there, so that this bestowal will be actual bestowal and not connection in order to receive. And this whole scrutiny that Lav gave, this clarification that he gave from all kinds of directions, makes it more directed there for the Creator, every act, every thought. Many beautiful questions about this.
Next
friend. To continue, Igal, I wrote, for the sake of the Creator means I'm trying to do things for all the created beings together. I have nothing to give to the Creator himself, but he created the created beings in order to do good to them. By that, he gave me a chance to love and to benefit all the created beings, and this is what we have to do. It seems like everything is simple to bring contentment. It's all simple, theoretically, but in reality, it's a challenge, because and there we discover how much we need each other in order to benefit others. Let's begin with benefiting the friends in the ten, and the meeting with the writings and the words of the friends, I feel like it builds in us a common deficiency, beautiful common prayer. This is what I feel I got from the lesson, a scrutiny of the clarification of the deficiency. Next friend, how to pass from theory to practice, that's what it's all about. And in the lesson we heard, we have to have this shame that we're not supporting the friends enough. And this is what we have to work on, and then everything will be clearer. Next friend. Also, the question is, what we do with this feeling of shame? In the beginning, there was Dudi's question where Rav told him, this is a crafted question, yes? If the Creator needs our contentment, so what does it mean we bring him contentment? In short, I want to continue your line. We need to think how we turn everything we heard into practice during the day and how we hold each other and feel a need or perhaps shame if we don't do this.
כן, ובושה זה באמת כוח גדול שיכול להפוך את התיאוריה לפרקטיקה.
Next friend, shame is a great force that can that we can turn into something practice, but we have to relate to it correctly. We have to rise from a state of shame about being egoistic into being ashamed that we're not working for the sake of the Creator. And also we see it in the excerpts. We read Rabash, in the excerpt from Rabash, that the main thing is to come to the force of bestowal. And before that we read that the confidence we get, how do we come to the force of bestowal? It's the way the Creator understands and not the way a person understands. In other words, it is not by our own strength to get to it, but He's the one who will help us. And we only need to help him build the kli. Next friend. The Creator is born out of the connection between us. This is from Gershon's notes. So we do this only by making concessions to each other, connecting with each other, the friends in the tent. And when we think we have some building of the Creator, we build him, we make him.
Ido כותב לנו, היחס שלי לבורא.
Ego writes, my relation to the Creator passes only through my relation to the friends. All the things are taken into account on this line, from bestowal upon the Creator and contentment to the Creator. I want to add that contentment to the Creator is something that suddenly takes on depth. Like anything you learn for many years, you develop feeling into it and it acquires this important dimension. So may we only realize this topic of contentment upon the friends and the Creator during the day. Some more about shame. Rav said that shame, that's what I understood. Maybe the first instinct is to get rid of it, but the goal is shame is only an instrument. So we need to use it as an instrument to achieve the goal. And contentment to the Creator, another angle that Rav gave is that the Creator is in everything. And it's to bring contentment to all the created beings. Next friend. I keep thinking about the morning lesson, what a special thing it is.
I
can't figure out how we could live without this special thing called the morning lesson. Where would be our thoughts and so now we are here all over the world, all the friends. We gathered here this morning to talk about a very important aspect of our spiritual life. We want to talk today about dissemination, the importance of dissemination, and to talk a little bit and also allow some conversation to take place about dissemination in general, as much as we can. Let's first begin with an excerpt from Baal HaSulam on the topic of importance of dissemination. Bar Sulam says, in the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, at the outset of my words, I find a great need to break an iron wall that has been separating us from the wisdom of Kabbalah since the ruin of the temple to this generation. It lies heavily on us and arouses fear of being forgotten from Israel.
So what we're doing now
in these days, and I think also tomorrow and in the day after, is we're going to go over all the values that we received from our teachers, and we try to raise the importance. So we had the greatness of Rav, and tomorrow we will talk about the importance of the 10 and the value of the daily lesson. Today we'll talk about dissemination. Now, these values, they're not new. That we didn't hear about them. Actually, it's even more important for the veterans because we need it even more than people that maybe just joined a few months ago. They went through campus and they received these things and remember them for us. Thank God, the evil inclination increases and we need this portion all the time. So today we'll focus on dissemination as a means for connection. And indeed, the excerpt that we now read, well, we live in a reality where it is allowed to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah. Nobody is persecuting us. And we can really have lessons. No one is obstructing us. There are conditions that allow each and every person to reach us. There's no problem. If you remember that many years ago, there was just a single newspaper or a single channel. And if you don't have connections with them, you cannot go in there and bring all your materials there. So today you have 1,000 different channels. Do whatever you want. You can reach each and every person according to his interests. There's no problem with that. And of course, I'm talking about the whole world. So we need to appreciate these things. We used to have a newspaper. When we published a newspaper in 2006, we thought that we were going to have a revolution now. And it didn't happen. I heard that a few people came out of that. We have a channel in in Israel, a television channel. I once thought that if we will make a nice movie, it will also cause a revolution. But in the end, it's clear to us, at least for me, it's very clear that if we do not connect in the 10, it's not just a slogan, then we will not be able to break through this wall that still stands between us. Then, well, I don't know how the system works, but we do, this will bring us a breakthrough in dissemination, because as of today, I am responsible for dissemination. If you ask me, and I do hope you ask me, what can actually bring us a breakthrough? What is it that we have to do that might do it? I don't have an answer. I don't have an answer besides connection in the 10. And also, we can see over the last few years how Rav is putting more and more emphasis on connection in the 10. It doesn't mean we don't have to do anything else. We, of course, do many things, and we'll talk about that. But still, this matter of connection is critical in order to bring about a change. So, we have another quote.
Okay, so let's read the next excerpt and then we'll talk in a workshop about what we're disseminating, why it's important to connect in order to disseminate.
Quote number two. Bala Sulam says in the Arvut article, the end of the correction of the world will only be by bringing all the people in the world under his work. As it is written, and the Lord will be king over all the earth on that day. On that day, the Lord will be one and His name one. The text specifies on that day and not before. And there are several more verses. For the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, and all the nations will flow unto Him. But the role of Israel towards the rest of the world resembles the role of our holy fathers towards the Israeli nation. As the righteousness of our fathers helped us develop and cleanse until we became worthy of receiving the Torah, or were it not for our fathers who observed the whole of the Torah before it was given, we would certainly not be any better than the rest of the nations. So it is upon the Israeli nation, through engaging in Torah and mitzvot, lishma, to qualify themselves and all the people of the world to develop until they take upon themselves that sublime work of the love of others. This is the letter to the purpose of creation, which is adhesion with Him. Thus, each and every mitzvah that every person from Israel performs in order to bring contentment to one's Maker, and not for any reward and self-love, helps to some extent with the development of all the people in the world. This is because it is not done at once, but by slow, gradual development, until it increases to such a degree that it can bring all the people in the world to the desired purity.
So, as we see, there is a condition here. The condition here that, first of all, we have to connect, and then the wisdom will spread in the world. It's a long excerpt, so maybe we should now talk in a workshop. Why it's like that? How does this system work? Why do we need to connect so we can disseminate to the world? So please, workshop.
The question again is, why do we have to connect in order to be able to disseminate to the world? Why is connection a condition in order for dissemination to succeed? So, again, I actually think these things are clear. It's about the power that we need in order to work on ourselves, because the whole thing, it's about us, quote-unquote, learning to love, so that we will love each other from the depths of our heart, from the root of our soul. Then we will be able to disseminate properly, because we will have this quality of bestowal and love. We will do it out of a desire to bring people closer to the Creator. But in the meantime, until we reach it, we act it out. Dissemination is a tool for us, a means for us to play, to get to know our nature, to try to do as much as we can in order to help the Creator to be revealed in the world. But the main idea is the connection between us. This is the true channel through which the light will really pour out to the world.
So, they wrote the question, why should we connect so we can disseminate the wisdom to the world? I don't know. Rav said that we have to connect in order to be able to pass, convey something, because all we have is the power of unity. So that's why it's important for us to connect together and disseminate the common force.
Yes, and also it's the matter of equivalence of form. What is it that we're trying to do all together? We're trying to pass a connection in which the upper force flows from our own side. We have to create a vessel for this upper force, and that happens only through connection. And this is the entire corruption, malfunction. So you have nothing that you can pass on if you don't connect, if you're not connected. Just like a math teacher who doesn't know how to do arithmetic.
We are a math teacher who sometimes forgets how to do math, so we remind each other, you know, A, B, C, etc. But it's because we have to constantly renew the basics between us, the foundations, constantly overcome a new layer of will to receive that's been revealed. And out of that effort and pain and desire to connect between us, this effort should clothe in words that go out to dissemination, and then words that come from the heart enter the heart. And then people can really feel us, feel our efforts, the power that exists between us, and then hear us and come closer to us. This is why this thing has to be constantly renewed, our intention, our connection. And then in the words we utter, there will be much more power.
Yes. So, nevertheless, there is room for the actions themselves. However, the charge that will be inside of them, what will flow inside of them, that's the strongest channel. It's a channel of connection between us. Like the friend said, this is how we open the faucet, the main switch, because there's only one source from which the power comes, the light, and this is the Creator. So, by connection, we close the circuit between us and the world.
Ido כותב לנו, אין מה לתת.
Igor writes, there's nothing to give. There's no point giving us connection and forces of bestowal, if not in order to pass it onwards to all of humanity. Otherwise, it will be in order to receive. For equivalence of form with the Creator, we have to pass all of the good that we receive onwards. And Zohar adds, without connection between us, our efforts to disseminate are as empty as a body without a soul. The question was a systemic one. Why is it like that? So we study it in campuses and teach it, that we're all parts of the soul of Adam HaGashon, and just like in a tent, no one can care only for himself. It's built in such a way that the system operates only when a friend cares for a friend. Only then does it take on the shape of a spiritual system. So likewise, in dissemination, we cannot confine ourselves to ourselves. Our trajectory has to be outwards all the time. We have to keep in mind that in the end, we have to bring all the created beings, and Israel are only a transition, and the big vessels are the nations of the world. They are the crass desires, to use Kabbalistic terminology, and those crass desires have to reach the end of correction. And we, within ourselves and in the corporeal world, have to bring on this connection, correction.
We need to take to see the example that Rav gives us when he speaks about dissemination, not in the lessons, but actual dissemination, how with every word he's connected. And we can also see the effect that it has on people, even on a cold audience, people who don't know him. It's not just actually the information, the verbal content of it, but rather the power that we will convey, the connection, the inner confidence that he has when he speaks, because he's connected to the teachers, to the texts, to the friends, to the group. So it brings people to a kind of a shock. Those who truly listen to him for the very first time, it's a force in dissemination that passes from the internality, from the connection. This is how we need to be connected and devoted. 100%. We don't have dissemination offices or big corporations that work in that for us. The goals that they have, commercial, financial, or political goals, we have a totally different goal. And if it will not connect us, nothing else will connect us.
Right. Because the Creator sees a person's heart, his desire, and we all remember how we came and we were attracted to Rav's words as to honey.
Okay, well, friends.
היינו שמחים לשמוע קצת
now a little bit of what was said in the tense. Why is it that we must connect in order to be able to disseminate to the world? So maybe we can hear a few of the tense here in the study hall and also in the Arvut system. So please tell us, please share with us. Why do we have to connect first in order to be able to disseminate? Whoever wants to, friends, you can put up the question marks.
כן, אייל, בבקשה.
אייל, please.
Dissemination creates the first connection with our environment. And the connection through which the light passes and we connect because the creator, the light, has to work in reality, not us. We only open up the initial connection between the creator and the created beings.
Объединение, любовь, правильные связи — это то, что есть.
Connection, love, correct connections, that's what we have. This is what we gain. This is what the world needs. What does it need from us? Specifically, that is what it needs. That is dissemination.
We saw what Rabbi Shimon and his ten did. They sat in a cave and connected, and the result was the Book of Zohar that spread throughout the world, and they left it for us in order to bring out things so that they would come to the whole world. And we have to sit and connect. And
Woman Moscow 6.
Thank you. We talked about the fact that every period of time, every era has its own concept of connection. And if you, who came before us, if you wouldn't connect, we also wouldn't come.
А сейчас, видимо, пришла именно такая ударная волна, когда только
the present state is apparently such a wave has come that only if we connect in the tens we will be able to go out and have and reach a new degree of connection. So it's really important if we talk about, let's say, the Russian-speaking population. Thousands of people are coming, truly thousands upon thousands of people are coming. We saw the KABU Congress, and it's all based on our desire for connection. So, L'chaim Neveruch. Thanks, everyone.
Dissemination is advertising the quality of the Creator. And the quality of the Creator is merciful, compassionate, kindness to humanity. And if we don't have that quality, which is what connection gives us, then the Creator cannot pass through us, because all we have in dissemination is a pipeline to the Creator. So connection is the paramount quality to demonstrate the quality to the nation of the world. And that's why we need to connect. We don't do any work other than connecting in dissemination. And that's what opens the heart of the people. And that's what they catch in dissemination. And that's what we need to strive for at all cost.
Santiago, please.
Desde la interioridad a la exterioridad. Es decir,
from the internality to the externality, meaning we do the work internally by connecting between us, and we make efforts toward the goal, and the Creator through the surrounding light will bring about change in the world. We don't have the tools to disseminate successfully. We can plan, but the result, the success, comes from the inner work we do, because it's the Creator who makes the changes outside. That's it, friends.
Thank you very much to all of the friends. We see that there are other question marks, but we'll have some time later to ask questions and talk about the topic. So when we speak about dissemination, at least about the goals that we have in dissemination in the world, in general, in all of our departments, in our organization, Kabbalah La'am, which is really spread over all the world, all of our departments have the same goals when we operate in order to achieve them. And it's important for us to always reflect them and repeat it, because sometimes we forget and we want to be directed together towards the same goal. So, first of all, it should be clear to all of us. The first goal that we have is to create an environment for spiritual development for each and every person who wants to advance in spirituality or attain the meaning of life, according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, right? It's even written like this in our work documents, etc. This is our goal. I'll say it again so it will be clear. To develop or to create an environment for spiritual development for each and every person who wants to advance in spirituality and search for the meaning of life according to the wisdom of Kabbalah. This is the goal that we try to realize in all the languages that we operate in dissemination all over the world. That is one thing. This is one goal, central goal. And from that goal, we have an additional goal that comes out of it. The second goal is to raise the awareness. Please pay attention. Raise the awareness to the fact that connection is the solution for all of the world's problems. Okay, so these are the two main goals that we have, that we engage in, and we operate towards them.
Yes, we have an ideological document that we'll read soon. It's a quote of Baal Sulam from the last generation. And according to this document, we create different kinds of materials. So, Owen, please. Exit number three.
Exit number three from Baal Sulam, the writings of the last generation, building the future society. Baal Sulam writes, satisfaction with the title, Three Foundations.
Okay.
There are three foundations for the dissemination or the spreading of the faith. Satisfying desires, proof or evidence, and propaganda. Satisfaction of desires. In every person, even secular, there is an unknown spark that demands unification with the Creator. When it sometimes awakens, it awakens one to know the Creator or to deny Him, the Creator, which is the same. To that, we must add, regarding the immortality of the soul, the reward in the next world, the glory of the individual, and the glory of the nation, meaning that one will be the nation's pride. Proof or evidence, there is no existence for the world without it, all the more so in the time of the atom bombs. Propaganda, if done correctly, it can also replace the proof, if done diligently. Hence, people must be hired to circulate the above words in the public. For purposes of expansion and circulation, the suffering, poverty, corruption, and war must be mentioned, as well as the widows and the orphans in the world seeking salvation.
So, as you see, satisfying the desires, he explains it beautifully. That's the easiest to people who have a passion for revealing the upper force, the meaning of life. So it's easy for us to create materials for them. It doesn't matter how, whether it can be a book or an article or a film. And they respond to it. There aren't many of those, but there's enough work to search them, search for them. Proof, we also see that our materials in writing mainly, also in the clips we create, that before the world is ruined, and I think that today no one disputes it, and it's clear to everyone that unless we change our relationships, we'll all die. It's clear to everyone. Maybe we just have to make it more conspicuous, make it stand out using a good drama film or something like that. So we can show that as well, pretty easily. The third thing is propaganda. We call it an educational process. And here we see how long it takes us. If we take the number of the values, it's life, right? You have life, and as long as we are alive, we need these values to educate ourselves. You remember 10 or more years ago in the old center, Rav would give us a session every weekend. We would take a certain value and talk about it for hours, 5-6 hours. And people would talk only about that. And people asked, why? Where is Talmud HaSefirot? So, no, we would ask the same questions, get the same answers. So we have to do the same, also for new students, as well as for ourselves. I think for ourselves even more so. And of course, these are the several thousands who came and are ready and understand that this process helps them. Now, how do you create an environment? That's the biggest challenge in our dissemination. How to create an environment to tens of thousands, to millions of people around the world, an environment where they come and get these values. This we still don't really know how. There are several channels. Now we're thinking maybe we should create a channel, like a channel, our own channel, a Kabbalah channel. For example, we got some data. We are only on Hot TV. There are more or less 5,000 people there who pretty regularly watch our lessons. So that's an environment. They watch lessons mainly. It's an environment. It's 5,000 people who are not us. He's talking about a TV channel in Israel. So these are more people who are being educated in our values. My dream is to build an internet TV channel in all the languages to the whole world so that anyone who wants to can come there and go through this ripening process until he's ready for a more advanced process, which is really for a chosen few, like the campus. Yale will now tell us how many people come in Israel to the campus and all over the world. All right. So several thousand people go through this process, and afterwards we see them on the screen. They become our friends afterwards. In Israel, a small country, the target audience is what? 2 million people? If we filter them. So here we're thinking about having, besides the teaching process, because not everyone's excited about it. So there are events we're trying to do, meaning a person comes to some special evening. So if they come regularly, you can turn it into an ongoing process. Also, we're trying to organize some trips. So a person who comes to a trip and he's with you for 12 hours, so while you're showing him things, you're talking to him. But these are still very few. So here too, we understand that the Creator created social media, and the majority of people are going through this propaganda, which Baal HaSulam writes about. And tons of people, now I go with Avin to many places, and so people know us. In Israel, and by the way, around the world, sometimes you walk on the street in some place in the world and people know you. And it's all through the social media.
Maybe I'll add about the process, like Moshe said, this propaganda is actually the essence of our dissemination, because what we actually publicize to people simply in a simple way is contact with the Creator. This is actually what we tell a person about. And this message takes a lot of time to become immersed and absorbed. When I look at the study hall now, I see all the friends here. I don't think there's anybody here who's been here on the path for less than 10 years. Anybody here who's with us for less than 10 years? Well, we have a few new friends and all over the world, for sure. I look and I know, you know, many friends that we have. They've been here on the path for many years, meaning the process of our dissemination, it's a process. Our dissemination is a process. It's not that you tell a person something and he gets it and that's it, he can advance. No. You have to hear it again and again. It doesn't matter how long you've been on the path. It's a long process and you have to invest in it. You have to invest a lot of money in it also in order to be able to reach all of these people or open up the door, open up that first point, like Eyal said, that we open up this opening and then to continue so that the person will be washed with these contents again and again and again. And the person has his time and we have to constantly take care of him and we have to invest in contents, we have to invest in people. And when people already when they finally come, big ones who come and want to develop there too, we have to invest even more. For example, in our campus, and it's like that in all of the languages all over the world, in the Kabbalah campus in Hebrew, in KabU, in Mac, in Europe, in all the different places and languages. The friends know it's a process. It's a process and it takes a lot of time. Many people have to accompany the process. Teachers, guides, people who work around it, people who publicize when we're going to have the lesson and put additional contents there. It's like an envelope that keeps supporting and supporting and supporting, providing this propaganda until a person gets it and he's absorbed and it starts to develop like the embryo in the womb. So we have to take into account that these processes require many resources, a lot of resources.
Right. This is why we determined for ourselves to establish an environment, because we see that nothing else works. By the way, we have hundreds of lecturers and hundreds more people who accompany. And when I say now, I'm sure you sympathize with it. You see a person being confused by psychology or New Age or something, and gradually begins to absorb the values from being willing to read any book. Sometimes suddenly he begins to understand that you should read some books and some books you shouldn't. And all these drops take many years. Even after 5 years or 10 years, it still doesn't guarantee anything. People can go anywhere. So you have to continue with it throughout life. So we're going for something. We're trying to work on the safe side. If it's not an educational process, we're not ready for it. But to bring a person to an educational process, and you can't do it by force. It's a voluntary. And what are we educating for? For love. And you can't force love. And what educates us in the end is the reforming light. That's also our uniqueness. So it takes many, many resources, both in terms of professionals, because people are moving forward. The world is moving forward. It doesn't take much expertise to hand out a paper, but to disseminate on Facebook and social media, it takes professionals. But Rasulam also writes that we need professionals, and also it takes money. Our organization doesn't get any support, although we're not being persecuted like before, so we're thankful for that, but still, it is not funded yet. There are no budgets for it. So everything we do is only from donations, from the maaseh, from the standing orders that people pay. So you just have to understand the value of it. A book, movie we did 6 or 7 years ago, Into Truth, where Rav Lightman goes around the world and lectures to people. We put the film on YouTube and How many people do you think, how much money do we need to invest in order for people to watch it all the way through? So it takes, it takes less than a shekel. So we invested 11,000 shekels and 11,000 people saw it. What if we had 100,000 shekels? So this thing highly depends on the budgets we have. Of course, the Creator gives as much as needed, of course. But again, if we look, for example, we have 5,000 people who are with us every day in the lesson, more or less. Out of them, maybe 500, even less, pay regularly. The rest, occasionally. By the way, this is why we campaign about it all the time. Just so you understand who these campaigns are for. Because people ask, I'm paying, I have a standing order. What's the problem? So you don't have a problem. The problem is not you, because you have a standing order. But some people think that they need to pay when there's a campaign. Yeah, when there's a book out, let's say people are giving money to translate the Book of Zohar. That's what makes them feel good, so they donate only for this. Some people donate only to, soon we'll have a campaign of a movie on Baal HaSulam. Baal HaSulam, I appreciate him. Why shouldn't I donate? I'll donate for that. So it's clear that there are all kinds of ways, and we respect everyone. But just so you understand, it all depends on the quality of our material. So we're trying to do the maximum, but I see that it is mainly about high-quality personnel. It's also a matter of money. If I have millions, so we could use the money to disseminate it, to bring it to all the people on social media. But afterwards, the big challenge is how to take a person who watched a film for an hour, which is respectable. It's not a short amount of time. So he was interested. But how do you turn it into an educational process? So he watches it again and again, and then wants to come to an event, virtual or physical, and then study, make him study. It's not that simple. You have to put time into it. So this process takes a lot of energy, initiatives, attempts, experiments, and here we need experts in order to build the environment, to run a community. Yes, it's a profession, managing a community, being a community leader. It's a profession. Maybe we have such people and we haven't noticed them yet, so we're waiting for them. So now we have some time. Maybe 5, 6, 7 years ago was the last time we had some time. So if you have questions, we as dissemination leaders are willing to answer any question. If you want to make them provocative, make them as provocative as possible. So please go ahead from all over the world. Also, if you have initiatives, ideas, something you think we should do and we're not doing, so we'll be happy to hear them now. So please go ahead. Questions, ideas from all over the world.
Can I start? Okay. So in the beginning you said that the purpose of our dissemination is to create an environment for spiritual development according to the wisdom of Kabbalah. So can you say it with one or two sentences more clearly? Can you explain what does it mean according to the wisdom of Kabbalah?
What is an environment?
No, what's the goal? The goal is to create an environment for spiritual development. Can you explain?
This is what we do. You see, look at how many people on the screen. What we're doing now in the lesson is we're creating an environment. Now there's an external environment, internal environment. If we're talking about the external environment, so what we create in our absorption system. Let's say a person watched a film. He came, he saw an advertisement. He came to an intro lecture. And from there he started a course or something. So hundreds of people work on that person to create an environment for him and bring him the values, if I understood correctly.
But that's just the goal. What is it that we want to reach? What
the revelation of the Creator.
Is that what you want the person to actually reach revelation of the Creator?
As Baruch Salam writes, we want him to bring him into contact with the upper force. Why with the upper force? Because it's written that a person has the spark to begin with, a desire to come in contact with the upper force. So we, being directly, without talking about integral education, global circles, nothing, we're giving him contact with the upper force. After all kinds of scrutinies, we realize that this is what a person needs, and that's what we're disseminating. I want to tell him that up front in the intro lecture. That's it. Come for this. I don't know if it's right or wrong, but...
Well, that's a big problem, because many people in the world, they're certain they already have this. They have this contact. They have it right now. They have contact with the Creator. They've reached it already. Well, I thought you'll say something integral, integral education, or connection between people who are not capable of connecting. Maybe that's what I was thinking.
No, right now we're in the direction of the Creator, upper force, through connection, of course. Of course, the contact with the upper force you have to explain. You're right. Some people say they already have it, or think they have it, whatever. Clear. But that's the craft. That's our profession. What is your uniqueness? Because we know he doesn't have it. The question is, how do we explain it? Yes. Gadi.
What brings ratings today is actually kind of the left line, sex, violence, etc. You see that this brings rating. So, about using that left line, you recommend doing it, or because you said it's an educational process, or should our whole dissemination be on the right line, pure, clean, etc.?
Look, Gadi, and everyone, I'll create some separation between what happens in Israel and what happens in the world. We are still here, and we are an organization. We're called Kabbalah for All, for the people. At the head of our organization is Rav Leitman. Everything we do in dissemination basically represents him. We have to remember these things. So our challenge is twofold. We can't be like the way other people advertise. We have to improve and develop in this, but we cannot. We have to check it. We have a system, by the way, that examines everything that comes out. It goes through a meticulous scrutiny to see that we project to people the right image so he understands who we are and what we are. And it really is different from what is happening today in terms of advertisements and marketing. We're not instant. We're not, just zbang and that's it. We are a process. So we have to, first of all, internalize this. We'll improve in this. We will work and learn and make a lot of experiments, but as a general line, especially in Israel, it's very important for us to maintain a certain image that is suitable for who we are and what we are and what is the message that we are giving to people.
Besides, the Creator doesn't let us create all kinds of such violent products. You know, YouTube doesn't allow you to do it. If you want to, pay for it and disseminate it, YouTube doesn't allow us to do it. They keep arguing with Senka. He makes dramatic clips. The moment you have somebody in a demonstrating, somebody fighting with somebody else, YouTube disqualifies the clip and you cannot publicize it. So to begin with, you have to go with connection and love. Really, I mean, seriously, even if you want to do it, even if you realize these things work, sometimes we want to show this, like Baruch Sulam writes, proof, a little bit of, fighting, beating. You can do it. Okay. We have Belarus here. Go ahead, please.
Муша, у меня преимущественно вопрос к тебе, как директору предприятия.
I'd like to ask Moshe, as the CEO, about local dissemination. Our country is small, and there may be 30,000 people who take interest in Kabbalah, and we only have 110. So our request is that in the end, when we sing songs, for the friends in the broadcast to show countries, because then people will see that there is a group here in Belarus, and then they'll try to contact us. And in this way, they understand that Kabbalah is not only for Jews. There aren't that many countries like that. And it gives a certain status to the whole organization. So that's number one. Number two, when there is a physical connection, also, they should show several different countries. It gives an example. And for local dissemination, it's very important. So how can we work with this?
Okay, we will turn to the people in charge. I understand that what they want is that they will show...
There are two suggestions here. One, while there are songs, to prioritize countries. For example, Belarus has only 110, but it's a country.
That's what they do, no?
No, I guess we have to polish the instructions so that they'll show countries. And number two, I lost it. Yeah, okay. When there is a physical gathering of groups, also to prioritize them in the broadcast. Okay, we got it down. Thank you.
Hello, friends. Regard idea. I personally feel that regarding Kabbalah, we have very good system. We are able to provide campus, young group, and if someone is interested in Kabbalah, we give it to him. But what I feel that we miss in general in Bnei Baruch is integral education, to bring Kabbalah to down to the group. For example, I was looking in the Bnei Baruch something integral education for children, for grand school, for school, and we don't have prepared some source, but if we have, I didn't find in Bnei Baruch general, maybe to work in integral education in Bnei Baruch in general.
Yes, maybe indeed in certain languages we don't have it, but certainly we have many books on the topic. There are thousands of conversations that Rav had, I think, in the last decade. He created all of this infrastructure. What's left for us to do? Why we are now not engaging in integral education? It's not that we don't want to, but rather right now there's no platform for us to do it. People don't come on their own to such a process. There are those who engage in it. We, as an organization, we are the Kabbalah for the people organization. First of all, we disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah to those people who look for the meaning of life. If we have energy and resources left, we can engage in that too. But it's a different kind of expertise, different kinds of budgets, reaching out to children. I don't know. We, as an organization, don't engage with children up to the age of 18. But again, in different countries, well, of course, you can talk to the language managers, and if you have the possibility to reach out to such people, which are billions, I don't know how we can reach them, where they are, what they're waiting for us to do, but if we have such possibilities, I know people, for example, in Israel and also overseas, that this is their work, this is what they do. So, of course, we're not against it. It's not against our ideology. I'm just saying that we, with the resource that we have today, are only capable of disseminating the wisdom of Kabbalah. People who look for Kabbalah, for the meaning of life, contact with the Creator, I wish that we will be able to build an environment for them. In Israel, according to our data, it could be tens of thousands of people. So you realize how many, what kind of systems we need to build. Today in Israel, we have what we call a point in the heart, 300 or 400 people that we take care of, and even that is, you know, it's hard for us to do. Now imagine 30,000 people, what kind of systems we have to build, and all over the world, it's millions of people, so how can we take care of them, what kind of systems we have to build? Look for Kabiu or Mark, it's not just one lecturer sitting opposite them and taking care of them around it, you have thousands of people taking care of all of them, so I'm sure you know about it. Anyway, we have many questions and not much time, so let's move on to another topic.
Florida.
Ah, Florida. Yes, go ahead, please.
Ah, thank you, brothers. You know, one thing that's common about human nature is if you got a good song, if you got good music, people are going to dance and move around and they're going to feel good. If you do it in the right manner and you do concerts around Israel and you use social media to advertise it, then you have a good chance of doing everything that you're asking to be done. And Ilya also has something he wants to say.
Yes, I have a request. I remember some years ago on Shabbat, on weekends, we had this item called reports. You can't hear me? 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
But please ask briefly because we have so many questions, so try to ask briefly and we'll answer.
Right. So it's a request to renew the reports on Shabbat so we can hear about dissemination from the dissemination managers and content managers. It used to give a lot of inspiration and give importance of dissemination.
Okay, and we have women, Hebrew 1.
What I understand from the goal you set is that you're approaching a target audience that is the very tip of the tip, the 0.001% of the world. So there, and it's clear that there are many resources you need to put into that tip. The question is it correct to turn to this specific audience? It's a bit like the invention of the phone. When you want to find those who invented, you're trying to find those who invented the phone instead of its users. So the question is, shouldn't we dedicate thought to the end users, the people? Because what I understand from WAV is that in the end, people will accept these things even without talking about the wisdom of Kabbalah. So that's my first question.
Let me answer that. It's a very good question. Thank you. So we'll clarify it now. Okay, simply, we're not just giving it some thought. We also operate towards the broad public, but not as an educational process. It's not because we don't want to, but because the audience is not ready and we also don't have the resources for it. So it's just about on the awareness, in terms of awareness or people knowing about it, we are reaching out to millions. We actually reach millions of people in Israel and in the world, but just knowing about it, meaning the contents get to them, but then how to take those people and bring them to an educational process, even though you could say the fact that Rav Lightman has millions of followers in Russian on Facebook, and people for years are watching our clips and posts, and also in Israel, that too you can say is an educational process, but it's not the same kind of process. We nevertheless do want to bring them to a more prolonged and more detailed process, but it's not that we don't reach out to them. We do reach out to them. We follow our messages. So building the environment is only a result of all the dissemination that we are doing. Right now, we don't know how to truly build an environment and be connected with millions. And I also don't see that these millions are ready for it. Hopefully I've answered. Well, we have so many questions here and we have 10 minutes. Ah, a young friend, less than 10 years for sure.
Something technical. When I Google Baal HaSulam or Rabash, and the results I get were not the first or second or third. We're way down in the list. And other organizations of Baal HaSulam, and he's talking about Hebrew. So we're in the bottom. So if we have some SEO, they should take care of it.
Thank you, Yossi. Yossi, right? Thanks. And if you are, you know, if you know something about it and can help, we'll be happy to talk. Look, friends. Of course, this topic is really in our bones. It's very important for all of us, and I see many question marks here also in the study hall, but we need to move on a little bit. So what we recommend is the following. First of all, as we always say in all of our lessons, we have this email address, boldworldcli@gmail.com. Any question you have, including those related to dissemination, please send them there. Many people ask me, does anyone actually watch these emails? So yes, we have Daniel Boaz, and he has a team. They get all of these messages, they channel, they route all of them to the relevant language manager, and they get it and they take care of it. So please send your questions or emails to Bold World Kli, and of course you can also send them directly to us, so the language managers who take care of all of the all of these topics.
Now, the best way is, it's not like we don't see the suggestions you send, but the best way is to simply become incorporated in dissemination, and then according to your efforts you begin to understand what is permitted, what is forbidden, what are our limits. It's like in the government. Anyone who looks at the leaders of the country has something to say about them, and he knows how to run the country. But the minute you actually get to managing, you begin to understand that there are all kinds of confinements and limitations, and it's not so simple. It's very easy to say, what? People are walking around and they're just waiting for us to do circles for them. Why aren't you doing circles? So those who organize circles, or those who suggest to do concerts, speak to Danny Weisfeld, and he'll tell you what it's like to organize a concert. The biggest problem is to bring people. If anyone brought people to events, that's the biggest problem. Just try to bring any people to a physical or a virtual event, and you'll understand what resources it takes, etc., etc. In short, many questions will disappear the minute a person gets into it and he begins to understand. Of course, there's what to improve, there's no question. Now, why did I say that we have to get into it? Because dissemination isn't only that we do and disseminate to the whole world. There are many benefits to it. First of all, you create contact with people. That's already good, right? We have to correct the connection, right? So we have to, first of all, make connection. Create some connection, some contact, so we have something to correct. That's number one. Number two, dissemination helps. Right now I'm talking about benefits of dissemination. Dissemination helps to go through states. Not always can I be sitting in a lesson. I sometimes have this or that mood. But when you have a duty in dissemination, for example, Owen has to read, or sound people have to do the sound, and people in the study hall or translating to dozens of languages have to translate no matter what. And if I don't show up, there are languages where no one will hear. Yair, for example, translates into Arabic every day. And if he doesn't translate, that's it. No one on the other side will hear it. So these things also help go through all the states. And last thing, in the end, Baal HaSulam writes, we have an excerpt here, I'm not sure what number it is. It's number four, where he says that a person needs in life either to discover the Creator by himself, I'm just using my words, or to help others. So when you help others, then you probably didn't waste your life. So please read excerpt number four.
Excerpt number four from Baal HaSulam's Writings of the Last Generation. Life's direction is to attain adhesion with Him, strictly to benefit the Creator, or to reward the public with achieving adhesion with Him.
Look, there are many questions, and now I understand, Rav. And you really feel like answering, right? This is what we see, how many we don't see. So I guess we'll find some time. We'll talk about it now. I have connections with Dudi and Nekoka, so we'll ask for time to be dedicated to dissemination so we can scrutinize these things. And we have 5 or 6 minutes left, so we would like to do a summary and then do an assembly to hear suggestions. So concerning the summary, I'm reminding us that we have we have this series of planned lessons, and in each lesson we're talking about a certain value. Like you have the rule, love your friend as yourself, so there are several values we have to do accordingly. So tomorrow we'll talk about the value of the daily lesson and the value of working in the ten. Before that we'll talk about the greatness of Rav, so we take a value like Rav's greatness. It's not something you take for granted. It's not an obvious thing. You value the love and the greatness remains. On the contrary, you lose it, so you have to work on it, and you need an environment for it. And also the morning lesson, the same applies to it. You know, once you feel like it, another time you don't feel like it. So from where do you get the importance if we don't talk about it? So here we have a big challenge, when to do it. When to do these things. We don't have time. We have 2 prayers a day, 3 Zooms, 2 lessons, thank God. And if someone also disseminates, it's another hour or two. So just calculate. We have no time. So we would like to ask you in the assembly, what is it called? In what way and how frequently, what frequency can we increase the value of the values we talked about now? So this is what we would like to ask you. When can we do this and how often and in what format? So please think about it and we are open to listen. From the hall. Yeah. Yes, please. Barak.
We have what you call it, well, the broadcast that is always playing on Kabbalah TV. And there you can have a kind of half an hour a day or some particular time where it will be a broadcast of friends who talk about it or some contents related to it that only touches us. This is something that will excite us to if we talk about the importance of it.
More friends from Holland. Holland.
Yes, like a great meeting we had, the retreat from CUPU. There were amazing friends that really experienced connection. And if you would make a clip, let's say, with an interview, and we spread the light in their eyes and the authentic message they have of the experience of connection and love, if you record those and put them on YouTube and all sorts of media, everybody with a little effort will believe it, will feel it, that it's authentic and it's true, and it will spread like around the world. Sheila in Africa, in Nigeria, has proof of this this method to do it this way, and it works very effectively, and it doesn't cost any effort at all. L'chaim. And we hope more retreats of CUPU in Holland, and it's really a great and amazing event.
Again, guys, anyone who is putting up the question mark now, we are now in a different kind of session. Every idea is great, we'll try to do it, but now we're talking about us, about Bnei Baruch, those who sit here now. When And we, and mostly in what form, can we take ourselves through this educational process so that these values that we read about in the writings of the Kabbalists, so that they will truly be inside of us as it is with Rav? Yes, Eddie.
If it's the goal of our society to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah to the masses, I think that at least once a week we should take part of our time and talk about it. I can't say what format, but we should increase the importance for it all over the world. Clearly, I think we need at least part of the lesson once a week. We need to take it and talk about it. You can't add with everything we do, so I think we should do this. Women Turkey 5?
Ah, okay. Biti 38.
Every morning from 5:30 to 6, for example, we can do it. This social time was very strong. Maybe we can add it on a regular basis.
Good morning. I'd like to add handing out papers.
Ken, Vakasham. Ah, oh, Chup.
The same format can be done in the afternoon or Friday on Galaxy, exactly the same thing, and to develop it and bring the light to the world.
Yeah, several ideas. First of all, Sundays are now free. Every week we can do this, and once a month, Yeshivat Chavarim, and three times a month, these things. Also, we used to have a focused hour on Shabbat, on contents that are more ours, with Rav's presence, and with everyone present. A third idea is we can create some content for Zooms. Every 10 in the world clay Zoom at least twice a day, so we can give them ready-made content, like clips, videos, workshop questions, etc.
Last one, Kabyu 7.
Thank you. Okay, so somebody spoke about music, and I think it's very true. We have right now great music in our program, but it's not produced, with all due respect, it's not produced for the general public. It's produced just for Kabyu. You take a couple of these songs and you produce them for the general public, okay? You can have one or two couple of hits. Now you can have a concert with thousands of people coming in. We already have the material. You don't even have to write a new song. That's how I feel about it. I know a couple of songs already that are in there that should be just produced a different way, produced like in disco part, you know? Get it for the general public.
Toda. Ani gam mukhan lashir etcha. Ani gam ma'amin b'muzika, ken, v'b'shira.
Okay, I'm willing to sing with you. All right, so with this, we will end with a short excerpt. With a song. Yeah, afterwards, a song. Excerpt and then a song.
Number 5, Bala Sulam says in the Arbut article, the purpose of creation lies on the shoulders of the whole of the human race, black or white or yellow, without any essential difference.
Okay, thank you everyone. we got ideas, and we do have time that was freed on Sundays, perhaps also on Shabbat. We have an hour and a half lesson. So what we need is a desire. We don't have to force more and more activities. With the same people come those who maybe less need education. So we'll see how we work it out. Again, thank you everyone, and song.
Before the song, two announcements. First of all, an announcement here for those who are physically here. Dear friends, please pay attention. Friends who have any kinds of symptoms like temperature, coughing, headache, difficulty in breathing, etc., please do not come to the study hall. Don't come. Just take part virtually in the lesson until you're completely healthy. And our schedule of broadcasts today, Tuesday at 12 o'clock, we will have a noon lesson with Rav, a recording lesson. Now we'll have a song.
When the gate to your heart is sealed off by a stone and there's no chance for love to get in, you feel so far away, separated from him all the time, still you're trying to live. But the moment has come to demand what you need to return and move up step by step. Then the lock on your heart suddenly breaks apart from the darkness, the light shining in. Above the ups and downs, the love of friends is the only way we can grow. With one intention we will send to him the prayer of many from us below. Your heart is sealed off by a stone and there's no chance for love to get in. You feel so far away, separated from him all the time, still you're trying to live. But the moment has come to demand what you need to return and move up step by step. Then the lock on your heart suddenly breaks apart from the darkness, the light shining in. Above the ups and downs, the love of friends is the only way we can grow. With one intention we will send to him the prayer of many from us below. Above the ups and downs, the love of friends is the only way we can grow. With one intention we will send to him the prayer of many from us alone.